New England Patriots are getting ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday. They'll be playing the Seattle Seahawks for the championship. 11 years ago, they were in a similar position, gearing up for the match against the Carolina Panthers. I'm Andrew Perella. This week from the archives, an interview from NHPR's The Front Porch. Host John Walters spoke with then and current state senator from Manchester, Lou D'Alessandro. John spoke to D'Alessandro about his football career at UNH, as well as his 1961 tryout for a new football franchise in Boston.
But what position did you play at UNH?
At UNH, I was an end and a linebacker. In those days, you had to play both ways. So we were 60-minute men. Of course, we had small squads in those days also.
Yes. So after you graduated, you had a tryout with the Patriots. How did
yes.
that come about?
Well, Lou Saban was the coach of the Patriots in those days. And my brother, my older brother, had a tryout for the first Patriot team. And as a result, I had spoken with Coach Saban, and he offered me a tryout. You know, he invited me to tryout camp, and really they knew the D'Alessandro name, and I had been a fairly good player at the University of New Hampshire, and that's how it all transpired.
Now, this was a very different time. The Patriots were a one-year-old team in a brand-new league back then, so it was a little bit less formal than it is now, I guess.
I would say it was extremely informal. they had no money. They really were a fledgling franchise, and they were just looking for players. And when you look at the money that they were offering in those days, I mean, it was de minimis compared to what people make today. I mean, even people who sit on the bench today. So it was a whole new operation. They were the Boston Patriots in those days. You know, training camp was really, when I say minimal, it was minimal. And during the season, they practiced at East Boston Stadium, which is close to Logan Airport. You probably wouldn't even recognize it now, but that's where they worked out. And it was really a fledgling operation. And Sullivan was the owner of the Patriots at the time, and they were a hand-to-mouth operation.
So you went down there for your tryout. What happened?
Well, actually, I was working out in preparation for the tryout, and I hurt my knee. So that kind of put me on the sidelines, and I had to find obviously other things to do. So I took a teaching job, and at the same time, my teaching job kind of rehabilitated myself, and then began playing in the Atlantic Coast Football League,
which was a semi-pro league.
Yes, which was a semi-pro league, and some of the teams in the league were affiliated with National Football League teams, because the big TV contracts had not started yet. In those days, you know, there was a battle between the NFL and the AFL, and the major markets were really occupied by the NFL, and the New England market was owned by New York Football Giants. So what happened was the AFL teams and some NFL teams sort of created little minor league teams so that they could have at least a farm system, so to speak, and they could plant players there and then move them up to the big team if indeed they were needed.
So you played for the Lowell Giants and the Providence Steamrollers.
Played for the Providence Steamrollers. Played for three teams. The Providence Steamrollers, the Boston New Way Sweepers, and by the way, Butch Sonjan, who was a star with the Patriots in their early years, was our quarterback when I was with the New Way Sweepers. And then I went to the Lowell Giants, and as I was saying, we had players on the Lowell Giants who became superstars in the NFL. Tommy Dempsey was our kicker. Tommy had a 13-year career in the NFL, and he holds the record for the longest field goal in the history of the NFL when he was playing with the New Orleans Saints.
I remember that well because I moved here from Michigan, and he kicked that 63-yard field goal against the Detroit Lions to beat them in a game.
Yeah, I remember that well. And, you know, Tommy was a really nice guy. Bob Tucker was our tight end. Bob Tucker went on to be an all-pro with the New York Football Giants and happened to end up as Fran Tarkington's favorite target. Harry Crump, who was a Boston College grad and who played with the Patriots, was the leading scorer with the Patriots in their early years. And we had a number of other guys who went on to pretty big careers in the NFL. I think of one, Dickie Capp, who was a Boston College player from Maine. And Dickie recovered the fumble in the second Super Bowl game and spent a little bit of time with the Green Bay Packers. And Dickie showed me a Super Bowl ring, and I'll tell you, that was an amazing piece of jewelry.
Mm. How long did you play?
I played until 1968. In 68, I got a really bad knee injury. I had to have total reconstruction at the Massachusetts General Hospital. I was hurt in a game. We were playing the Scranton Miners, to be honest with you, and a guy really came down on me with a chop block, and that was it for me. I was history. I played just a few more games after my rehab, and actually we played against the Patriots, and we beat the Patriots 3-0 in a game that was played in Lowell. But it was the knee injury that took me out for good.
Yeah. I can't imagine you were making much money playing semi-pro ball in the 60s. What kept you doing it?
Well, you know, I played with my brother in all through college, and we continued to play together all through the 60s. And that was one thing. And I loved playing. I mean, I was coaching at the time, and I had a love of football. I've always loved football. I love sports, and I love football. And really, I think sports changed my life. If it weren't for sports, I said this to my wife yesterday, as a matter of fact, if it weren't for sports, that kept me involved, allowed me to do a little bit academically so that I passed and survived. But it kept me going, and I think it gave me the charge, you know, that desire to keep to be a success or to try to be a success. So that's why I stayed with. And of course, I played with my brother, and I made great friendships that last, you know, to this day. And the most I ever made was $150 a game.
Do you have any after effects of your knee injury or other injuries from your years in football?
Yeah, I've had multiple surgeries on my knee. I had medial collateral, lateral collateral, medial cartilage, lateral cartilage. I've had total reconstruction. I had my cruciates ripped up. I have to lift weights every day to keep this degenerative arthritic condition in my knee from getting the best of me. I had a tibial osteotomy performed by Dr. Leach, who was the Olympic physician, and just a great guy. And I met him through football, met him through my association with some professional players. And that's allowed me to keep walking. So that's the price you pay. And it's in many cases, it's a real significant one. I'm fortunate. I'm still walking around, and I'm pretty healthy.
Yeah. All that pain, all those surgeries, was it worth it to play football?
Well, you know, as I think back, you say to yourself, was I a little crazy? And it was worth it in this respect. The great, great friendships that I made, the joy that I had playing before the crowds and so forth and so on. I mean, it does have meaning. I just wish that the knee wasn't as bad as it was. I'd take a reprieve on that one.
So the most important question, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, I think, very honestly, the Patriots are just so well coached. I think Belichick has wonderful defensive schemes, and I try to follow them because of, you know, my coaching career. And they're well coached. B, they're well-disciplined, which is a fundamental in this business. And you know that discipline is lacking in many of the other teams in the league. So it's my bet that, A, the Patriots will win because they have the players, but they also have superlative coaching. And I just don't think defensively that they're going to let up.
Well, Senator, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, and have a great, great American Day.
Lou D'Alessandro, state senator from Manchester. He played football at the University of New Hampshire, had a tryout with the then Boston Patriots in 1961, and played semi-pro ball for several years after that.
And in the interest of balance, it's worth noting that NHPR's Sam Evans Brown recently profiled D'Alessandro's colleague across the aisle, Senator Jeb Bradley, as he finished his grid. It's worth a listen. Thanks for subscribing to the From the Archives podcast from NHPR. I'm Andrew Perella. Till next time.